Ships use water for ballast to keep the ship balanced and level, but taking up ballast water in a foreign port also takes up aquatic hitchhikers, such as zebra mussels. Most cargo ships on the Great Lakes are American or Canadian, and they just travel within the lakes. Ships from overseas only make up a small fraction of the cargo traffic to ports in the Great Lakes, but those ships have brought in dozens of invasive species that have hurt the ecology of the lakes. Some invasives eat the eggs of native fish. They compete for food. They cause disruptions that have led to massive die-offs of fish and waterfowl, such as seagulls, loons, and terns. It's also cost industry, and ultimately you. For example, it costs to clean out zebra mussels from water intake pipes. And some fish have become more scarce. Jennifer Nalbone is with the environmental organization Great Lakes United. She says it's a real problem.
One of the greatest tensions that exists in the Great Lakes today is between commercial navigation development and the invasive species that are being brought into the region by a small subset of ships that are operating on the Great Lakes.
Nalbone says government agencies could require ships from overseas to install filters or treatment systems that would stop aquatic nuisances from being brought on board. But those agencies have not done anything. They say Congress hasn't instructed them to do anything. And Jennifer Nalbone says many in Congress don't understand much about invasive species in ballast water.
It's very difficult to get things done in D.C. when key federal leaders and committees are not from the Great Lakes region, and they want their own projects advanced first.
You can imagine if you're a congressman from Oklahoma or Idaho, invasive species from ballast water likely are not at the top of your to-do list. The only thing that is required is overseas ships have to exchange their ballast water with ocean water once they're at sea. The idea is to flush out the invasives. It's not been entirely effective because new invasive species have been brought into the Great Lakes since the policy went into effect. Allegra Cangelosi is a senior policy analyst with the Northeast Midwest Institute. She's been working on the Great Lakes Ballast Technology Demonstration Project for a decade now, trying to find solutions to the ballast treatment problem. Cangelosi says since the ballast water exchange policy was put into effect, not much else has been done. She says the holdup now is because some government officials don't want to do anything until a perfect standard is set for ballast treatment. Cangelosi says it doesn't have to be perfect.
No, I mean, I've been following this issue since 1989, and this is the worst stalemate I've ever experienced on this issue area, and I think what we need to do is just get real and start to require ships to use treatments that are available. So if we can get ships to use even an imperfect treatment system that is better than what we're doing now, that's the road to getting to the perfect treatment system, and it's the road to improving prevention in the near term.
The overseas shipping industry says it's working on the problem. The International Maritime Organization has set a standard for ballast water treatment, but it's voluntary. Almost no foreign ships have volunteered because they don't want to choose a system that might not meet the standard the U.S. government will someday set. Adolf Oljard is the executive director of the Duluth, Minnesota Seaway Port Authority. He says ballast treatment will happen eventually.
I don't have a timeline right now, but I tell you what, we know the problem is contained within the ballast tank of a ship, so it's identified. I would think within the next few years we will have a system that is effective, and then we will go through an implementation phase.
But those who are concerned about damage to the Great Lakes fishery and the entire ecological system say right now more invasives are being introduced by foreign ships every year. Jennifer Nalbone with Great Lakes United says those foreign organisms have caused enough damage already.
We certainly have enough information to take action. We know that there are tremendous impacts, so we don't need to have yet another species come into the lakes before we say, let's do something now.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has been ordered by a judge to treat ballast water like pollution. It's unclear whether the EPA will accept or challenge that ruling. Meanwhile, quietly, some economists and others are wondering if the price the invasives cost the economy is worth the commerce that the relatively few foreign ships bring to Great Lakes ports. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.